This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. The supermarket chain Woolworths is under fire after a transgender man was refused service and laughed at when he produced his identification. The 19-year-old, who was only identified as Ben, has undergone gender transition for the past 10 months. When he tried to buy cigarettes, his identification was refused because the cashier said he didn't look like his picture taken before he began transitioning. Woolies has, however, defended the cashier, saying the customer didn't fully explain the situation.
A member of the Abbott government has backflipped on his support for a conscience vote on gay marriage, saying a free vote could lead to politicians voting for the change. The member for Reid, Craig Laundy, who opposes marriage equality, says his party shouldn't be free to choose because those who vote against it could be vilified. It's a bizarre change of mind for the backbencher, who only last December said he didn't want to force his views on other people.
Meanwhile, Julia Gillard has said she accepts that gay marriage is inevitable in Australia. The former PM made the remarks in an interview with Ray Martin on Channel 9 to promote her new memoirs.
And the Victorian government has in the past week introduced legislation that would expunge gay sex convictions in the state. The rate of syphilis diagnoses is at its highest level Australia has ever seen. That's among the grim findings of a Kirby Institute report into the state of the nation's health, and it also shows gonorrhea rates are also climbing. Professor John DeWitt from the Centre for Social Research in Health says the worrying STI stats are partly related to drug use among gay men.
Somewhere between 5 and 10% of gay men say that they've injected drugs in the preceding 6 months, which is a significantly higher level than in the general population. HIV-positive men are more likely to inject than HIV-negative men.
Let's turn overseas now, and the Archbishop Wood High School in Philadelphia has sacked a basketball coach over his involvement in a gay bashing that left two men in hospital. The two men were approached by a group on September 11 who used anti-gay slurs during the attack. One man was beaten so badly he needed his jaw wired shut. After police released surveillance footage, Twitter users were able to identify the group based on Facebook tags. Local city councillor member Jim Kenny says the assault should come under federal hate crime laws.
If the state of Pennsylvania will not protect these two gentlemen because of their sexual orientation, I think the federal government has a responsibility to protect them. And I think we have a responsibility to send a strong message that this is not tolerated anywhere, shouldn't be tolerated anywhere in this country, let alone in Philadelphia, the birthplace of democracy.
Organisers of a gay party in Tel Aviv have taken bad taste to a new level after releasing promotional material designed to mimic ISIS propaganda videos. The image shows two men, one in black and one in orange, on his knees and promoted the party at a Tel Aviv gay club.
And in the US, a Louisiana State University fraternity has been forced to apologise after they hung a crude banner referencing Michael Sam. With more on this and the rest of QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The Delta Kappa Epsilon frat revealed the banner before a game between Missouri and Sam Houston State last week, which read, "Michael isn't the only Sam getting the D tonight." The frat wrote an apology letter to the LSU president, who says the university doesn't condone such offensive behaviour. Adidas has signed out diver Tom Daley to its Neo line, proving that big-time sports companies are no longer running away from LGBT athletes. So far this year, Nike has also committed to the LGBT Sports Coalition and signed an endorsement deal with basketballer Jason Collins. And the AFL has dropped its sponsorship deal with Royal Brunei Airlines after discovering the nation's proposed anti-gay laws. Brunei will implement the Sharia law in 2015, which calls for the stoning to death of gay people. An online petition was started at allout.org recently to have the deal dropped and gained over 40,000 supporters. All Out executive director Andre Banks says he praises the league for its courageous move and strong stance against homophobia.
And before we go, a Russian pop star who rose to fame by kissing her female female bandmate has said in a TV interview she hopes her son is a real man and not gay. Yulia Volkova, one half of Tattoo, says that she has many gay friends, but says that being gay is only just better than being a murderer, thief or drug addict.
Charming. Well, that's it for Q&N for another week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at Q&N. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the Q&N podcast, available at joy.org.au/Q&N. Or you can follow Q&N on Twitter, at Q&N Australia. At Q&N Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.